happens all the time. We see that with bags of garbage. Now, you know what they do in Australia about that, where they have a comprehensive program? There was a laneway problem behind a whole row of stores. And the rule in Australia is if that lands on your property, you have to dispose of it or you'll get fined. And that's the way it is here on the books, too, in Toronto, by the way. No. Well, I know of one, but we can get to that. Anyway, in Australia, the merchants had such a problem, and they're responsible for, you know, mattresses and dumping, like serious dumping, as well as the litter and clutter we always see. The government set up a $1.2 million program to assist those merchants and pay the fees for disposal, and they targeted it as a problem area, because Australia takes this stuff really seriously. They do national litter audits. They have campaigns. They had their first national butt-free day, October 19th, and they did a big public service thing with 100 different agencies and organizations just to educate people around the proper disposal of cigarette butts. So if they have an alleyway problem like that, it's targeted, it's identified. Those persons who experience the victimization of litterers will be able to get some redress through a fund. So that sounds all really good and, you know, targeted.